Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Well, there's distraction. We're not used to having guests in the studio. And I'm about to take a picture of this, and I'll send it to Joanna for our website.
It's pathetic.
But Bert just made his way in. Well, a roster change this morning.
It's true.
If you've been listening to The Bert Show, you know that Bert had an operation last Thursday on his knee, so he took Friday off. He wanted to come in on Monday, but he's on pain pill. He'll tell you all about it in a second. So he's been out.
Right.
But he sent Tracy a message and said, at 9 o'clock, I'm going to start making my way in there. So anytime between 9 and 11, I'll show up.
Right.
So he has hobbled his way into the station.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, at about 8:45, when Jen showed Melissa her underwear, thinking that we were off the air, but we were really on the air.
You have to explain that one to me a little bit better.
All right. So we were talking about the fact that Jeff did not have anything green for St. Patrick's Day, and that, you know, people are still in the eighth grade, because I did go pinch him this morning. And so Wendy had given Jeff some Mardi Gras beads that are green, so he'll have something green on today. So then I made the sarcastic response that, well, if you're out there and you don't have green on today, you can't use the excuse, well, I've got green underwear on, I've got a green bra on, that you can't see, because that's what kids would always say, like, if they didn't have green.
This is during a break.
This is, you guys are on the air.
This
is mic's on, everywhere on.
This isn't one of these weird conversations that start off the air, but then when I hit the bed and you guys don't realize we're on the air.
No,
because we're talking
about being at Fido tonight for St. Patrick's Day.
So I started out by saying, hey, don't forget Johnny O's at Fido at 11. And then Wendy made a comment about the beads. Melissa, the pinching, made the underwear statement. So we're bantering back and forth.
And Jen looks at me and says, I've got green underwear on. You want to see? And then started pulling it out of her pants.
Yeah.
And then Wendy, she did.
And then, you know, after Jeff tried to lean in and look and then stopped himself, then he started talking about Guinness. And then Jen turned and said, oh, my God, are we on the air?
Get out of here.
But we're all wearing headphones at the same time.
We had been talking
time.
For 2 or 3 minutes already by this point. So it wasn't when we just,
it wasn't shocking.
So that's when Jen realized that she was hitting a wall. And so we have made a roster change. We're like Jeff said, Bert is in. But Jen left early because she was starting to feel bad again.
It's so hot in here, y'all. Like these pain pills. They are like a heat roller coaster. Like when I'm up moving around, I feel like it's 140 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But if I sit here long enough, I get freezing.
It's almost like menopause.
Well, Wendy.
That's right. I stopped having my period on last Thursday, so all the symptoms are the same.
Wendy turned the thermostat up because you had sent a tweet about how cold you were getting.
Yeah.
So we thought we were being nice.
Right.
Once we found out what time you'd be here, we thought we were doing nice for you.
I didn't realize that the hall was a mile and a half long. You don't realize how long it is until you're on crutches.
Mm-hmm. Well, when he said it, because Jeff was saying, oh, yeah, Bert's going to be in here about 9:15, and that was about 8:45. And I said, well, he's actually down the hall. It's just going to take him 30 minutes to get down here.
We have two things to talk to Bert about, and then we also were supposed to talk to Frankie. And, Bert, we won't even try to bring you up to speed on the townhouse thing, because you're on pain pills, and it's going to go into week number three.
It has not concluded yet.
It's so awesome.
But Frankie confronted the dude at one point, right?
Frankie confronted the dude, found out he wasn't a real estate agent, and then Frankie and his sister spent the night in the bushes.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Over the weekend.
They did a stakeout. Mm-hmm.
Come on, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is a commitment. For a guy that's not getting paid, huge.
And there was a TV on in the townhouse the whole night. So
Frankie actually broke into a real estate agent's database. It's
this is great.
So he found the owner. Mm-hmm. The real estate agent of this townhouse is actually the owner. So so the next step was he was going to call her. It was a her. That's not the guy walking to the townhouse and talk to him, because the theory is if he's not doing anything illegal, he may be the security guy that comes in and turns that TV off every morning so that it looks like it's lived in.
Well, if I'm a listener, the message is loud and clear that if you call us to do it, I'm just curious. We're going to go above and beyond to get this
right. Absolutely. Yes.
So anyways, we're not going to give you the update on that.
Gotcha. Sorry. Don't need it.
Yeah, don't tell me not to do something, then I'll do it.
Because because I want to make sure we talk to you about two things. You got to find out about your leg.
Yeah.
And then you sent a tweet out that Hayden's got an audition.
Yeah.
Because you told us last week that he was going to start pursuing acting more seriously because he loves it so much. So we want to talk about his audition.
Which one do you want to cover first?
It's up to you. You're the guest.
Let's do the leg here. The leg feels worse this time than it did on my left one when I did it, 3 years ago? I ripped the ACL off the femur, and I tore the meniscus clean this time. And I'm not sure if I did it playing soccer or if I started the whole injury playing soccer and then re-injured it when I was down in Costa Rica on that boat, but that was the result,
Can you tell me what the ACL is and what a meniscus is?
Wendy, don't pass out.
The ACL is the ligament that allows you to have lateral movement, I believe, in your leg, so it can go this way and
this
way.
Like this
thing? Yes.
Okay.
And this way also.
Okay.
Yep. And the meniscus is the cushion between the bones in your knees.
Okay.
So if you don't have any cushion there, you have arthritis. It's bone on bone.
And you'll just wear your knees down.
You wear your knees down right there. So that was torn clean, so they had to put pins in and reattach the meniscus together, and they used my hamstring to reattach my ACL to my femur.
Hold on, Wendy.
Are you like, you okay, honey?
Yeah. I'm hanging in there.
I read your email at 5:30 this morning, the one you sent us yesterday, and Wendy almost passed out.
Did I say the same thing in it?
Similar.
Okay.
No, he said something about scotch tape and using this to connect to this and pins and needles. And
I'm fascinated that they could do that. They took the hamstring and they can reconnect the ACL to, you know.
You could either take it out of a dead person or you could take it out of your own hamstring, and I went with my own. So.
It's slimy and
Yeah, he did a great job on it, I guess. So,
And did you get your breasts done while you were under? Because they look great.
I had them reduced.
Okay. They look good.
I was working out a little too hard, a little too much muscle melt, so I got them reduced. The recovery on it is 6 weeks. Zero weight on the foot at all.
Okay.
So I have to be on these crutches. And then 4 weeks, I think, in the brace.
Now, I'm assuming...
And the rehab started already. It started yesterday. Two days ago.
I'm assuming that... Because I think you're a fool for coming in. Because if you twist it again, you're doing this all over again, right?
Yeah, but the same thing could happen in my house.
I was going to say, I'm assuming your house is getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
The painkillers were really fun the first couple of days, and I'm not so much into them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They make you irritable, and my mouth is dry all the time, and I can't think, and it's just not nearly as fun as it was the first day.
Well, I did make your tweets entertaining to read, because there was no spelling corrections in any of them.
I did have to apologize to Stacey for one of them.
The Percocets?
Yeah.
Hysterical.
Bert sent out it. You know what?
I think it was Scacy.
Well, we saved them, right? Because we were.
It was Scacy. Scacey.
Well, you're so tired when you're tweeting that you see the mistakes, but it takes so much effort to backspace and then correct it. You're like, screw it.
Just we were gonna have you do a dramatic reading of your tweets.
We still should. Because we were gonna wait till you felt a little better, your mind was a little clearer, and let you reread your tweets from surgery day.
I assure you, my mind's not any clearer today than it was when I was doing that.
Here, I do enjoy the tweet where you said, "I've got 50 new followers in the past 24 hours since I've been tweeting on drugs."
Yes, enablers.
So here are some of my favorites. This is from the best of Bert on Twitter. Somebody is at the door downstairs, but I can't answer it. So I'm screaming from my bedroom like James Caan in Misery.
Oh, I'm like, I'm here. Call. Because there's nobody in the house, and I couldn't. At that point, I was hooked up to the ice machine, and I couldn't detach it myself, so I couldn't go downstairs.
And then here's one at 11:18. The Percocet train just left the station, and slightly nervous at 11:20. The Percocet train just left the station. let's see what else. Was this pre-surgery? No, this is post-surgery. No lie, it took 3 razors to shave the hair off my knee before surgery
that
today.
That is true. That is absolutely true. She said it's the first time that she's ever had to use 3 razors on somebody's knee.
Oh, no.
That is so sad.
It was so ugly. I was so embarrassed. It looks like it's like a poodle's leg.
You needed one of those cool designs drawn in there. Oh, and just shade around.
So bad.
Tracy's writing her next commercial right now.
Out of surgery, S-I-E-G-E-L-R-Y.
All right.
Ouch, many Percocet.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, I was just taking off, I think. I didn't realize even how high I was those first couple of days until like the third day.
I hate that pimple. Half T stop what they are doing to help.
Oh, people.
Okay.
I hate that people have to stop doing what they're doing to help.
Have hurt burn from all the chick flick fries I just ate.
Have heartburn from the Chick-fil-A fries I just ate. Okay.
That's a new restaurant. The Chick Flick.
Hose, I don't puke.
Hope I don't puke.
Okay, cool.
Got it.
And then the one that got you in trouble, Percocet denied.
Right. And you can understand why. So it's been like that the last couple of days. And the doctor said it usually takes a week to get back to work. But I was just like, I could either be miserable at home or I could be miserable in here with you guys. So I thought I'd at least try it today.
All right.
But I'm not promising anything tomorrow.
Yeah.
It was
hard. I mean, because I know friends have had the same surgery and they all were like, there's no way he's coming back.
I think
Monday
if I just
Tuesday.
Try to like, you know, take it like one half an hour at a time. So I was in here like 9:30 today, maybe 9 or 8:30 tomorrow. Then maybe that's the way to go. But I can't talk. I can't like, it's hard for me to focus on what you guys are saying. Like the words are just a little slow,
right?
You know? And it's not nearly as fun as it was on that first day.
I said yesterday when I emailed you, I was emailing you back and I was on the phone with somebody else. And I was saying that what I think would be most useful rather than trying to stand up or sit there and work the, you know, whatever and for 5 hours and then be done at the end would be to come in for our meetings after the show. And the person I was talking to said, well, if he's on painkillers, that wouldn't be good either. And I'm like, actually, that might be great.
I thought that yesterday too, but I was just too tired to write you back. I was like, he won't get it. So I'll just come in and I'll prove to him what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
the Hayden stuff.
Yeah, the
this
Hayden
is really
stuff.
Pretty exciting. So yeah, we told you guys that Hayden signed up with an agent, the People's Store down in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And they got him in a couple of workshops and stuff like that. And just the timing was really good that this Owen Wilson movie is shooting in Atlanta right now.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to audition for it. And I'm not sure if the agent or a casting director took a look at Hayden and just said, oh, my God, this kid looks just like the younger version of another celebrity that's in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So we think we want him in the movie. So have him come on in one time just so another producer can put him on camera for like 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So about 3 days ago, Hayden went down there, talked to the producer.
And where is there? Is
I'm
it
not
like the
sure.
movie set or is it the office of your casting person?
I think it was the office.
Okay.
So Hayden said he was in there for 10 seconds. Stacey said it took literally less than 10 seconds. She said, tell me your name, your age, and your eye color.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, Hayden Weiss, 7 years old, blue eyes. And she said, thank you. Turned the camera off and said, okay, we'll be calling you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Cool.
So I think if he gets the part, it'll only because he looks like the guy that's older. But yeah, he might be in it.
That's cool. That's
we're waiting
great.
On the call. Who knows?
This is, I don't think they came to you with this because you've been under the weather, but Princess called us, and Hayden and his friends are actually going to be in a reality TV show called Little Boys of Atlanta. And they're going to follow him.
Hayden's not sure he wants to take it yet. He has got to look at the contract, and he's going to debate it over with us for a while, then he'll realize.
All his buddies want to do it, but you know.
So that's it really in my world right now, man. And I'm just telling it's a struggle for me right now to even talk to you guys. Like my tongue feels numb, and I just can't get the words out, so.
Well, you look great. I mean, I thought you were going to come. No, seriously, I thought that he was going to come in pale, you know, still on pain medicine because sometimes, you know, but you look good.
Thank you.
Well, we'll make the last few minutes of the show easy for you.
Okay.
You can have a pick of one of two things. You can either hear Governor Sonny Perdue, who joined the show earlier.
Okay.
Or you can hear Joanna doing 3 minutes of stand-up comedy.
No disrespect, Governor, but you're on your way out. Let's go with Joanna.
All right. We'll explain why Joanna did stand-up comedy for The Bird Show. And she actually, I think you're going to be
you'll be
pleasantly
impressed.
Surprised. She's I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Okay. You're on The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.